guy on the phone right now, a true legend, NFL Hall of Famer, one of the greatest ever to play his position. Love you, Blue. Earl Campbell on the phone. Hi, Earl.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. How's the back?
Oh, it's a lot better, man. I heard it last week, but it's okay now. Hey, let me ask you something. You see my friend Pete Rose down there?
We saw Pete about three or four months ago. We saw him.
Yeah, you tell him I said hello. Him and I do some stuff together, and we see each other around.
All right. So you and Pete been friends for a long time?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing stuff on the radio with him for about 5 years, and then last year we had our two boys in Chicago together, and it was just an accidental thing.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my son, and Pete bought his son, and we didn't know he was bringing our sons, and they hit it out pretty good, too.
You know, with spring training baseball going on down here, Pete does his show down here in Florida. He's already getting heat, you know, because of that lifetime ban.
I think that's unfortunate because I think at some point you're supposed to say goodbye and do away with your feelings and everything. But I think if there's a certain thing called Hall of Fames, which we all know there is, I think Pete Rose belongs in there.
Absolutely. And they've already given him more heat. He was down at the spring training giving some little instructional stuff to some minor leaguers.
I saw that, too.
It's a shame.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You're getting back real quick to your back injury. Was this a result of just a little accident, or was it football related, and it just kind of threw your back out again?
Probably accident, because when I played sports, see, I didn't ever lift weights. And me and this guy kind of got into a little old, I'm better than you deal.
Yeah.
He was in the gym, and I started kind of messing around with him about 2 weeks ago.
You mean to tell me you never lifted weights when you were in the NFL?
No, because most of the great running backs back then believed, and Jim Brown started this, that if you, as a running back, lifted weights, that was something that tightens your body up. You was more into flexibility and running and that kind of thing.
Would you still keep that same kind of regimen if you were playing today?
Oh, yeah.
No weights?
Yeah, more running than anything.
Well, if you weren't lifting weights, then how were you so strong? Because you knocked people over.
I think what I had was a God-given gift.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You were blessed with it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, but I can still remember the days, you know.
I don't think I honestly ever ran over anybody. I think a lot of people bumped into me. And said, excuse me, and they said, okay, we'll let you go.
And you'd take three or four with you.
Oh, yeah, that kind of thing.
During those, the late 70s and early 80s, I mean, that football team of yours had a lot of character, especially, you know, you got Bum Phillips walking along the sidelines. And, I mean, tell us about those days and those teams.
Well, I think the main thing Bum Phillips did, outside of just being your coach, every morning at around 9:30, you got this big lecture about how important it was to save your money, go by the hospital, visit the kids, try to sign as many autographs as you can for the general public, always be a man and watch out and realize that pro football is going to outlast you, that kind of thing.
So he instilled that into your head then?
Sure, but outside of that, I think if you wasn't willing to be part of a family, then Bum Phillips got you off that football team. It wasn't an I thing. It was an R team, and R did this, and we did this as a team, not I.
What are your feelings now after so many years of playing with that team? You played seven seasons, did you not?
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half seasons. And now you saw the team last season go over to, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a, much like talking to Johnny Unitas when he was on the show, talking about seeing Baltimore and the Colts leave. Did you have those same feelings, those heartstrings were pulling when you saw the team leave Houston?
Well, I live in Austin, you know, and Houston is like about a 2.5-3 hour drive from here. So I basically kind of switched all my thinking into business, and I mean, and nothing against sports. I still like it, mm-hmm. and I still feel part of that family out of Houston and love you, Blue, and all that. But I think that it's enough room in this state for two teams. It's just unfortunately that in pro sports now, you can move anywhere you want to, whoever gives you the most money.
Yeah.
And after sitting down talking to Bud Adams in a meeting about 2 months ago, I understand even more so now than just like the average fan, oh, he took them out of here. it was more of a business deal.
Sure. And that's it. The NFL, just like all pro sports, big business.
Sure.
Well, how do you feel about not only the franchises moving, but the players and the free agency that's a lot more liberal than when you were playing?
Well, the only thing I would say is that I hope those players are saving that money that they're making today and realizing that there's going to be football after them, and there's going to be some other guys come along, and hopefully they're preparing for the future, because once you get out of pro sports, the corporations no longer have any use for you, a lot of them, and that's almost the end of the road. But if you do the right things, like getting an education while you're in college and trying to take care of your business, you can still go on and be a businessman or be whatever you want to be.
And now you are, without a doubt, the sausage king of Texas.
Well, I would love to. I mean, we have a great company. We have a company called Earl Campbell Foods, and we're in the meat business as well as the food business.
Tell me about that. From reading about this and you getting involved in the sausage business, I mean, this was a family recipe of yours. I mean, ribs, sausage. I mean, you'd go to the games, let people try them, and tailgating and cooking it up. And everyone was saying you got to try Earl's special recipe, and that you parlayed that into a huge business. I'm looking at some of the things you have. You got, of course, the premium pork and beef sausage. Premium beef sausage, hot links. What are hot links?
Hot links are.
Are they hot dogs? What are they? What is that? What are?
No, that's a hot link is not a hot dog.
What is it?
A sausage.
A hot link is like a real spicy smoked sausage. You know.
Well, then you got the jalapeno sausage.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
we make that as well. That's a sausage that has dried jalapenos in it.
So that's really got a kick to it.
Sure. You mean you people down there in Florida don't like hot food?
Oh, well, my stomach. I got a bad stomach, Earl.
How old are you, man?
35.
How can you have a bad stomach?
Stress. A lot of stress.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's just I'm taking those, like, Xantax and all that stuff just to calm me down.
Okay, Paul Harvey.
And then we have Earl's favorite, country-style smoked sausage.
Yes. That's one that it doesn't have a whole lot of spice in it.
So I might like that.
To a person like you, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Smoked sausage ring.
Mm-hmm.
Stadium links. Now, the stadium links, that's a hot dog.
That's right. That's like you walk into the store and you know what a rotary grill is?
Yeah.
That's on the rotary grills.
Pre-cooked chitlings.
That's something you probably wouldn't be interested in. Excuse my French, but that's more of a soul cook thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. you're saying Stan doesn't sound like he would have known.
No, I don't think his voice leads that direction.
Yeah, I'm just a good old
you
goofy white boy.
You may be a radio personality, but you're not that radio. Hey, you know that Dan Marino guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I see him on a lot of home... what do you call
the shutter things?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, okay. Protect the family with the home shutters and all
sure.
that. Yeah. You good friends with him?
Yeah, he came here a couple of times and we played golf together or was on the course at the same time. I really did respect Don Shula when I played.
Now, that's another thing. Yeah, my partner here, Haney, is such a huge Don Shula fan. He's been Don.
I think he's gentleman of gentlemen.
Don has been on the show before. Great guy. And I'm telling you, Haney over here is...
I still got a chip on my shoulder about the way that went down.
Well, sometimes things don't go... You know the unfortunate thing sometimes about being in the radio business, about being in any business, is that your feelings can be hurt very easily, so that means you should be able to forgive very easily.
No. I will not forgive Jimmy Johnson. As a matter of fact, I've been a Dolphins fan since I was a kid, but
what
next
did Jimmy
year,
Johnson do to you?
Well, it wasn't what he did to me. It's what he did to Coach Shula when he was on TV saying the Dolphins, there's no excuse for them not to win the Super Bowl. And whenever they ask him, would you come back? Well, there's only one way I'd come back, and that's as head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, he was promoting himself for that job.
Don't you
think
Coach Shula was almost about ready to get out of it anyway?
Yeah, and that's what makes it even worse is let him go out on his terms, and the way people turned on him, people that supposedly were fans, and the way that he was treated at the end of it was just crap.
Well, from the way I've seen things over the years, don't seem like Shula's suffering very much.
No, he's fine, but I thought it was a really it really lacked class.
Well, you know, the thing about being a sports and a sports personality or whatever, sports legend, whatever this word they created, I think when Webster was looking for these words to nickname heroes and all this, I think he was basically should have put just being yourself. We all have changes in our lives, so time goes on and life goes on.
Well, you know what? I think next year I'm a Bucks fan because we've been talking to Tony Dungy a lot. He's a class act. He did a great job.
Oh, and he did a good job. I think he should have been coach of the year as far as
I'm concerned. Oh, he was robbed.
That guy has so much class, man. I mean, he's been on our show a couple of times and has always made himself available to us. And just talking with the man knows exactly what he wants to do.
I think they're only just around the corner from winning it all.
But the nice thing about them is that's a team you can root for. Not only Tony Dungy, but the players he has.
Oh, yeah.
They're not jerks.
That's because the head coaches let it be known what he stands for.
Do you think, and I want to ask you a philosophical question, take yourself of playing football in the 1990s, the salaries the way they are, the free agencies the way they are, mm-hmm. and you saying just be yourself, you know, don't tag on superstar and what have you. Would you have played as long as you did for one team had you been playing in the 90s, or would you, as a player, gone out and tested the field and leave the fans behind and go somewhere else?
I think I probably would have stuck behind Bum Phillips.
So you would have gone where he went?
Not so much of where he went, but...
I mean, like, example, Bum Phillips gets out of Houston, goes to New Orleans where he coached.
No, I would never left Houston. If it would have been up to me, unfortunately it wasn't. It was up to Ladd Herzig and... He traded me over to New Orleans, but as a, you know, once you're a Texan, you know you're a Texan, and
right.
I'm a real Texan, so I don't think I would fit very good in Florida or nowhere else, and I'm not taking nothing away from Florida, but I'm a Texan, man.
Yeah, but you know where all the great high school football players come from now. It ain't Texas
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, it's Florida now. All the great ones are coming from Florida.
I still disagree with you. I think there's nothing quite like Texas, man.
Well, you know, Earl, thank you so much for coming on and spending some time with us.
I have my wife and I have a cousin over there that's playing for Florida State now, so we pull for him, too. His name is David Warren.
Okay, and you send him a lot of care packages of sausage?
No, he doesn't want to talk to Uncle Earl very much because he didn't come to the University of Texas.
Well, that's all right. You know, you can talk to him when he's, accepting the national championship.
Sure. Don't worry, we will be winning one real soon. I'm going to give our new coach probably, if we don't compete for it in 3 years, I guarantee you his fourth year we will compete for the national championship.
All right, you said it right here, Earl, on the show.
Hey, you guys will be great. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.